You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Some medical students are finding it increasingly difficult to finish their degree with the government's 7 equivalent full-time student, or EFTS, cap. I talked to spokesperson for the Let Us Finish campaign, Kira May, about the campaign to lift the cap and why the government has been resistant to lifting it. I first asked her to explain how the cap works for medical students currently.
StudyLink have what are called these equivalent full-time student points, effectively. We call them EFTS, nice and short. And so basically, each EFT is equivalent to about 1 year's worth of full-time study. So across, say if you were doing 4 papers per semester, doing 2 papers, 2 semesters a year, then you'd use up about an EFT, right? And so basically there was a system brought into place by the government which basically decided that they were going to cap that student loan entitlement at 7 EFTs. And the reason that they gave for that was essentially to try and make sure that students were taking, quote, the most direct route through their studies. So essentially wanting to make sure that we don't have a whole bunch of internal students. Unfortunately, that is something that's really problematic for those students who are in longer degrees and particularly those who are coming through postgrads. And so what that means is that students will be basically left without a student loan. So then basically NZMSA campaigned a couple of years back, and we were able to convince the government that they should make an extra EFT available for medical students. But unfortunately, that does still leave a number of students short.
So what are the aims of your group? What do you want from your petition?
Yeah, so basically, look, the petition that we've got set up is essentially asking the minister to remove the cap for students in extended professional programs. We do know that medicine is primarily affected because we do have the longest degrees, and then of course we have about a third of the class who are coming through as graduate students, and many of those do have, you know, extra study tacked on as well, so things like bridging foundation courses, etc. So our ask is for the cap to be lifted for students in all such programs, and we're basically, yeah, just petitioning for that at the moment.
And have there been any recent breakthroughs?
Yeah, so look, we have been in quite a few talks with the minister. We've had a number of letters exchanged, and we were actually able to secure a meeting with him, which is great in terms of obviously indicating that there is some, you know, willingness to at least talk about this. The issue that we are confronted with at the moment, though, is we just don't feel like it's enough. You know, we think that we do have very solid evidence. We've done a survey. We have a number of students showing that they will be affected, and some students are saying, look, you know, actually, there's no way around this for me. If this cap isn't changed, then I literally will be forced to drop out of my studies, or I will be having to try to get loans which are just unserviceable. And so our issue here is that while we're very happy the minister has been engaging with us, we think that the evidence we have is compelling enough to take action now. And we are obviously a little bit frustrated that that hasn't happened yet, but, you know, that's kind of the nature of these sorts of campaigns.
And why do you feel the government has been so resistant to lifting the cap?
One of the things that came out of that meeting is that there is a concern on the part of the government that this will send, quote, the wrong message to students. And I think what the minister means by that is that he's worried that if they extend this cap, then that there will somehow be a massive influx of students going, oh, well, I'm going to do a master's degree or all the way up to a PhD and then decide that I want to do medicine so I can get as much study out of the system as possible. However, as we've also discussed with him, this just isn't going to happen. You know, we already have a certain quota and certain percentage of the class which is made up of graduate students coming through that pathway. And when you think about it, you know, we're not talking about a handout. We're not talking about free study. We're talking about a loan. This is still money that we have to pay back, which is a significant burden for students. And then on top of that, there is actually, you know, getting through the entire degree. So I think it's pretty, I can understand where the concern's coming from, but I don't think it's particularly well-founded, no.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.